英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的最简美式口语，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
大家好。
今天呢，我们带来一个主题啊，相对于以前来讲呢，它比较的长姿势，它是一种知识。说到什么呢？不知道大家有没有关注过，这生活当中呢，有一种定律啊 ，principle， 叫做
the 80-20 principle，
80-20定律啊。其实呢，咱们用中文来说，叫做28定律。
对，
这是一个什么样定律呢
？It's a principle that when you spend 80% of your time working during that time, you're only getting 20% of your work done. And then when you spend 20% of your time, you get 80% of the work done.
简而言之吧，这个28定律呢，是一项对提高人类效率影响很深远的法则。它专门啊，就是研究这个原因和结果，投入和产出，努力和报酬之间啊，存在着一种无法解释的不平衡。一个事物的 20%， 20% 的特性，能够决定它 80% 的重要性。也就是说，那些关键的少数，往往决定了整个组织的产出、盈利和成败。很有意思。
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I mean, we hear this idea in a lot of places. The first time I heard it outside of school was in a training for a company. They said, less is more, more is less.
通常我们听到有一种说法叫少即是多哈，多即是少。其实它是有讲究的，有原因的。这个28定律吧，就讲到了这件事情。
Yeah.Yeah.
你看我们说这个社会当中啊 ,20% 的人掌握着 80% 的财富。
Right, yeah.
然后你看看很多的时候他不管是从统计学上说啊从管理学上这个定律到处都适用啊它就是关于一个重要的少数和琐碎的多数之间的一种比例的关系。马克老师之所以写出这个对话就是因为他最近正在看一本书 ,The Book is Reading,
yeah.
就叫做 The 80-20 Principle.
Yeah, this is one of those, common business books. You'll even see it on the book tricycles, in different cities. And yeah, I picked this up several years ago and it's written by Richard Koch. And finally it's like, hey, I need a new book to read. Let me pick this up. And, so I'm looking at it now.
对你看他这个书上就写到说 The secret to achieving more with less, 用更少的投入达到更多的产出。
Right.
然后呢这书背后上写着 Get more done by doing less. 也是这个意思。
Yeah.
做少一点的事儿但是呢能够有更多的效率和效果。
Yeah, there's a difference that we'll discuss in the dialogue and in some of your WeChat challenges between, you know, getting more done, getting less done, or working hard, or not working hard. There are some differences there we'll talk about.
对啊，其实我们的生活中呢，也有很多这种不平衡的现象哈。当然了，不管结果是不是恰好20%和80%吧，这个28定律讨论都是那种顶端的 top 的这个20%, 20%, 而不是底部的80%。是吧？到底是不是这个小的努力可以获得大的成绩呢？关键的少数能不能决定整个组织的产出、盈利和成败呢？那是不是意味着重要的因子通常只占少数，而不重要的因子通常占多数呢？那是不是又意味着只要你掌握少数就能够掌握全局呢？如果你拿到了 20%， 你就可以定夺整个全局呢？这在我们的生活中可能是能够用上的
yeah.
是吧大家来自各行各业各种不同的领域工作生活里个人生活它影响了我们的 almost all the aspects of our lives 包括像time management
yeah.
是不是还有像那个时间管理重点客户财富分配资源分配核心产品关键人才核心利润个人幸福等等到处都适用这个28定律大家有没有听说过这个呀80-20% 没有吧没有今天就来学习一下
OK we'll give you a new idea here
对 new idea learning from PK 台好不好
good.
今儿的对话很有趣我们一起来听一听
好、Mark I'm glad we could meet again for lunch me tooAre you busy these days? Not too busy to eat, but my working hours are pretty full. How about you? Well, there's a lot of work for me to do, but I don't have to spend every waking hour at work. I even have time for reading. I saw you have a new book in your bag. What are you reading now? Oh, this? It's called the 80-20 Principle. I've only read the first two chapters. What's the premise? You spend 80% of your time getting only 20% of your work done. With just 20% of your energy, you achieve 80% of your results. What kind of results is the author talking about? He was a business consultant and an investor, so he's talking about 20% of a company's products driving 80% of sales. 20% of a company, 20% of companies in any one industry controlling 80% of the market. Even 20% of your stock portfolio earning 80% of your returns. I'm guessing the book is mostly about finding that valuable 20% and prioritizing. Yeah, I'm hoping the best advice from this book is in the 80% I haven't read yet. Are you planning to read the book cover to cover? I might not. The author points out that you needn't spend so much time reading one book. Just read the end first, then the beginning, and a few bits in the middle. Yeah, that's what I often do when I read a book. Well, at least there's an index on the last few pages of this one.
Dialogue 2, the next day.
Hey, I've been thinking about the 80-20 principle. Is it true of people also? Yes, 1 out of 5 people in a company adds the most value to it. 2 members of a 10-person team do most of the work. So, just 20% of the people in a company are valuable? No, that's putting it too crudely. The writer of the 80-20 principle says that it's not a matter of talent. Most people just haven't found suitable work for themselves. Does that mean that most people ought to change jobs? Possibly. The author talks more about people getting caught up in work they can't do effectively. There's a difference between what looks valuable and what really adds value to a company. I remember reading about how Microsoft lost some of its passion. They were a cutting-edge company when I was in college. According to what you read, what happened? As the company got big, it became less nimble. That's a typical story. Worst of all, they had a policy called stack ranking. As a project got finished, the manager would make a report on the 10 team members, the 2 best, the 7 mediocre ones, and the very worst person on a team. So, even if a manager picked the 10 most suitable people in the company for a project team, she would have to later report one of them as the worst? Yes. Isn't that terrible? It's a good thing Microsoft threw stack ranking out the window in 2012. Too right. Perhaps now we can expect good news from Microsoft again.
好，这就是今天我们要学习到的对话。有个同学说，哎呀，好多数字啊，哈，好多 numbers。
Tough one. Slow down and study hard, you guys. It's worth it to study numbers.
哎，对，其实啊，并不难，大家放心，这文段不难。我们一开始都跟你说不难了，
yeah.
因为我们要搞懂这个概念是什么，很简单的啊。大家跟我们一起学起来，这个概念也很简单。你看看，咱们作为一个节目的学习团体，是不是只有那20%的 20% 在我们的 chat room 当中？
对对对对，
是不是？这20%的同学天天坚持来听直播，天天坚持上自习，他是不是我们的核心 client?
Core client, yeah.
Core client, 是不是我们的核心用户啊？哎，这个就是很有道理啊。举一个身边的例子吧。好，咱们来看看今天的对话了。第一段啊，晶晶和马克呢一起在吃午餐。
对对对。
晶晶 and Mark are having lunch together. 我们俩这午餐吃的、
yeah.
讨论出来了很多世界大事。
Weekly lunch, yeah.
好，晶晶说，马克，很开心我们又聚在一起吃午餐了。
Mark, I'm glad we could meet again for lunch.
哎，客气话哈，口水话。Mark, I'm glad we could meet again. 再一次见面了，干嘛呢 ？For lunch. I'm glad we could meet again for lunch. 社交礼貌啊，一样一样。
Me too.
最近忙吗
？Are you busy these days?
Are you busy these days?、
Mm-hmm.
Are you busy these days? 马，晶晶是这么说的。
Not too busy to eat.
这是什么意思？
我不怎么忙，不能吃饭。
我不怎么忙，不能吃饭，这什么意思啊？
I have time to eat.
对，意思就是说、
yeah.
我再忙，
我不是忙死了。
对，我再忙，我也有吃饭的时间。
对对对。
这句话这么说、嗯、not too busy to eat、
yeah.
too busy to eat 就是太忙而已至于没时间吃饭、
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
那么 not too busy to eat means I still have some time to eat
right, right.
好这学会了啊哎，我还有再忙也有吃饭的时间了、mm-hmm. 但是我的工作时间排得特别满
but my working hours are pretty full
哎 my working hours,、嗯、working hours, 工作时间
对对对
are pretty full,、嗯、满满当当的。
对对对。
你呢
?How about you?
How about you?、
嗯、
马克说我有很多工作要做。
Well, there's a lot of work for me to do.
There's a lot of work. There's a lot of work for me to do.、
嗯、
简单的句子。There's a lot of work for me to do. 但是我不需要每时每刻都在工作。
But I don't have to spend every waking hour at work.
好了，这里有一个新短语叫做
every waking hour.
每一个醒着的小时，不理解。
对 ,waking, W-A-K-I-N-G, waking.
这什么意思啊？
An hour that I am awake. So in a 24-hour day, you probably have 16 or 17 hours that are your waking hours.
你醒着的时间不就是你平时的、
yeah. So, instead of brushing my teeth, I'll just do my work. Instead of having lunch, I'll just do my work. I've been spending every waking hour at work.
就是你没睡觉的每个小时呗。
对、啊、
那就是你生活的每时每刻。
对，不用上厕所，不用吃饭，就可以上班吧。16个小时差不多、
至少16个小时、嗯、Every waking hour、
yeah.
就是指咱们生活当中其实生活活着的这么一个小时
对对对对
但是呢我不需要 I don't have to spend every waking hour at work
Right
我不需要随时随地工作的我还有阅读的时间
I even have time for reading
I even have time for reading、嗯、哟那您这生活还可以哈
Yeah that's not bad、yeah.
哎不错这日子过得不错哎我看见你包里还有一本新书你在读什么呢
I saw you have a new book in your bag
I saw you have a new book in your bag、
mm-hmm. Yeah what are you reading now
What are you reading now、
mm-hmm.
What are you reading now
对你现在看什么
在看什么
对
你在读什么哎、嗯、这本吗
Yeah Oh this
Oh, this?
Yeah. Oh, this book? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, this book?
嗯。
这本叫做二八定律。
It's called the 80-20 principle.
The 80-20 principle.、
Mm-hmm.
Principle, 原则、
yeah.
规则。
嗯。
好，定律 principle. 我刚读了开头两章。
I've only read the first two chapters.
I've only, 我仅仅 read, 读了 the first two chapters.、
Mm-hmm.
Chapter, 章节 C-H-A-P-T-E-R-S.、
Mm-hmm. Chapters.
Chapters, 章节。啊、提醒大家啊各位听直播的同学打开预告看一下那些句子里填空的地方、
mm-hmm.
认真听认真填下来做好听力练习。晶晶问道说
What's the premise?
这里有个新单词叫做 premise.、
Mm-hmm.
Let's spell it.
P-R-E-M-I-S-E. Premise.
Premise.、
Mm-hmm.
P-R-E-M-I-S-E.、
Yeah.
啊、这是什么单词
It's kind of like the main idea, but the main idea might be the conclusion, whereas the premise is the idea the writer has when they begin to write something.
哦，就是一个故事吧，或者是他要说明一个观点的前提是什么、
mm-hmm.
叫 premise.
Yeah, it's like the setup for a story or the setup、yeah. for an argument.
它的前提是什么？它的假设是什么呢？如果你要写一个 argument.
Right, yeah, in science, a premise is a hypothesis.、Yeah.
对，在科学当中呢，这个 premise、
yeah.
就是一种假设。
对对对。
前提是什么呢？它的要点和主旨是什么呢？
嗯，
你花 80% 的时间。只完成了20%的工作。
You spend 80% of your time getting only 20% of your work done.
再听。
You spend 80% of your time getting only 20% of your work done.
其实这是一个简单句。Spend time,、
mm-hmm.
花时间。You spend 80%, 80% of your time 的时间 getting work done,、
mm-hmm.
做完工作。
对。
Getting work done.Getting 多少 work done 呢
Getting only 20% of your work done.
对了 Spend 80% of your time getting only 20% of your work done.
Yeah.
花 80% 的时间只完成20%的工作。
对。
接下来只花20%的力气，你就可以达到80%的成果。
With just 20% of your energy, you achieve 80% of your results.
With just 20% of your energy,、
mm-hmm.
you achieve 也是达到的意思。
对对对 ,yeah, you could say you get 80% of your results, you earn 80% of your results, or you achieve 80% of your results.
Achieve, earn,
get.
都可以
yeah, yeah, yeah.
or get,、
yeah.
都是同义词
对对对
到达达到 You achieve 80% of your results、
mm-hmm.
达到80%的成果
对
诶作者说的是哪种结果呀、啊、
What kind of results is the author talking about?
What kind of results is the author talking about?、
Mm-hmm.
Author A-U-T-H-O-R
对 author yeah, the one who wrote the book
作者啊作者写书的人
对
What kind of results is the author talking about?、
嗯、
他说的是哪种结果他说的是啊他是做这个商业咨询的、
嗯、He was a business consultant
好这是一个职业对不对
Yeah, yeah
那 business consultant 主要是做什么呢、
嗯、They're an expert in the business that a company is doing But instead of being hired by that company They come in and they observe and they give advice Yeah、
哦、主要是给一个商业给一个公司呢、
yeah.
做一些建议性的指导性的工作、
right.Business consultant.、
啊、叫 business consultant.、
嗯、
同时呢还是一个投资人。
嗯、and an investor.
Investor.、
嗯
啊、这些商业术语名词大家一定要知道。
Yeah.
Investor.、
嗯、
I-N-V-E-S-T-O-R.
对对对。
那投资就是 investment.、
嗯、yeah. yeah.
Invest, investor, investment.
对对对。
你看他是做这个工作的所以呢他谈到了一个公司 20% 的产品推动了 80% 的销售
So he's talking about 20% of a company's products driving 80% of sales、
啊、这句话也很简单、
嗯、
他谈到了 He's talking about 书里谈到了 20% of a company's products、
yeah.
products 产品
对对对对对
怎么样呢
Driving 80% of sales.
推动销售叫做 driving sales.、
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Driving, 推动 sales.
Yeah, this has driven our sales up since we introduced it.
大家想想是不是、huh?
Yeah.
每一个公司是不是都有一些拳头产品
Yeah, you have a lot of products, some of them don't even make money.
对、yeah. 你很多80%的产品其实是没有什么效益的、
mm-hmm.
只有那20%夸夸夸的给你们公司挣钱
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
是不是这样好同时任何一个行业当中20%的企业控制着80%的市场占有
20% of companies in any one industry controlling 80% of the market
20% of companies in any one industry industry 就是行业
right for example like cell phone manufacturer or whatever、yeah.
嗯、比如说像什么智能手机啊
对对对对
这些领域啊任何一个领域一个行业吧啊20%的公司呢 controlling control 控制着、
mm-hmm.
80% of the
market、yeah.
市场
对
大家想想是不是、
yeah.
啊、你看手机市场
the market、yeah.
苹果、
yeah.
三星
yeah, yeah, yeah. 华为、小米 yeah, yeah, yeah. those are probably four-fifths of the market right there, those four players, right?
你看看这四大头
yeah.
四大天王、
yeah.
然后就控制着整个的 80% of the 市场、mm-hmm. 是不是甚至呢你股票投资的20%为你挣回了80%的收益这是这个句子的最后一部分啊！同学们如果把它当作一个单独的句子来处理的话也可以我们来看看这是今天的第一句为大家送出的微信挑战
嗯哼，
哪些同学被老师挑选出来了呢第一位是东华
好他说的是 Even your stock portfolio's 20% is earnings 80% for you可以 ,earning 在这儿可以说 it earns, 不是 earnings,earns, 然后那个 even your 20% stock portfolios, 不用在这儿那个 portfolio 的我们在英语上不用用这个所以 even 20% of your stock portfolio earns 80% of the returns for you.
好的，好的，好的。我们今天呢已经提前告诉了大家哈，股票投资怎么说？叫做stock
portfolio。
portfolio。
P-O-R-T-F-O-L-I-O。portfolio。
portfolio、
嗯。
啊，这是专有名词了。
对。
就不能写别的了，所以提前告诉大家哈。
嗯。
第二位呢是杜蒙科。
Even 20% of your stock portfolio could earn 80% benefits for you.
好好好 ,could earn 在这儿不是特别合适，但是英语没有错误的。所以我们在这儿换 earns, 对 ,portfolio 是一个东西，所以我们说 earns, 对不对 ?earns 80% of your returns, or 80% of the returns for you. Benefits 在这儿不对。Benefits, 如果你在一个单位上班，他们给你一个
福利
用的车，对对对，
福利叫 benefits，
对对对对，
你这收益而且是股票，你不能用 benefits，
对对对对。
同时呢，我们说80%的什么东西，你要用 80% of something，
对对对，
这个表达啊要准确。克里斯 Brian，
even 20% of your stock portfolio gets you 80% of the earnings。
特别好，这个特别好啊、就是一个特别小的错误的。最后边是 the earnings， 在这儿不用用这儿，不用就不用用这个，这可以换 your returns or the returns you get 都可以。就到哪儿可以用 returns 在这儿啊、if you've invested in stock, you get returns、
哎。Earnings 不好，咱们用回报叫 returns 是最准确的。
对对对，
学到了啊，各位、投资股票的同学。
Returns, 对对对。
Returns, 好，来，忽然之间。
20% of your stock portfolio even contributed to 80% of your profits.
对对对对。
95分。
差不多，对对对，一样的，最后边可以说 returns. Profits that are 差不多，但是 returns 是正好。80% of your returns.
好，我们再来看最后一位 95% 的同学，
可以，
踏沙行。
对对对 ，What's more, 20% of your stock portfolio brings you 80% of the whole returns. 这个是好，他用的 returns， 但是 80% of the whole returns 不用 percent， 80%啊、那个100就是船舵，对不对 ？80% of the returns， 80% of your returns，
就他用到了 returns， 非常的精确，非常的准确，很好。
Yeah.
但是不用多加那个 whole return， 那、
right.
那不用。
Yeah， 80% of all your returns 不用。
收益就是收益、return 就是 return 啊，咱不加多的别的。好，来看老师怎么说这句话。
好 ，Even 20% of your stock portfolio earning 80% of your returns。
哎，前面简单了。啊，甚至 even 啊 ，20% of your stock portfolio、股票的全部的投资呢 ，earning 挣回 earning 80% of your
returns，
注意要加 s，
yeah，
returns，
对对对，
哎，就这么简单，
嗯哼，
挣回80%的收益，
对，
大家想一想，是不是这样的啊？你这种各种持股，是不是最后收益回来的就是那20%啊
？Right， yeah。
你不可能满地儿开花，是不是？好，继续往下看啊。晶晶说：“我猜呢，这本书主要是关于发掘20%的价值，对不对？”
I'm guessing the book is mostly about finding that valuable 20%.
I'm guessing. 我猜测、The book is mostly about 大多数都是关于 finding 找到 that
valuable 20%
有价值的、
valuable
20%
yeah
你想想任何领域当中都是那20%起关键作用、所以你对你的生活应该有个重新的规划
对And prioritizing.
这怎么理解、
Prioritizing means making something more important. Yeah, treating it as more important. Doing it earlier.
Prioritizing.、
Prioritizing.
Prioritizing. 这个单词的意思是，怎么说？择优。优先排序。
Treat something as more important or urgent.
Treat something as more urgent or more important. 就一定要去挑那个最主要矛盾。
对。
叫 prioritizing, 就是这个。啊有的同学说了我 80% 的 80% of my stock portfolio 不挣钱赔钱。
yeah, just holds its value, maybe loses a little, who knows, right?
瞧是不是哈、10,000块钱里面 8,000块都是赔的。
yeah, just
20,000块钱挣钱。
yeah.
好你们啊有意思。 马克说，我希望这本书能给出的最好的建议来自我还没有读到的那 80%。
Yeah, I'm hoping the best advice from this book is in the 80% I haven't read yet.
I'm hoping, 我特别希望 the best advice, 最好的建议 from the book, 来自这本书呢是那个 is in the 80% I haven't read yet.
Right.
我还没有读到的部分。所以马克老师现在只读了 20% of the book.
Yeah, yeah, I've read the first few chapters and looked at bits of it, but I've not read most of the book.
所以你的 you find anything valuable in this 20%?
Yeah, it's been okay. I mean, I actually skipped ahead a little bit and looked at some things about like media celebrities and why they earn so much more money than people who have almost as much talent as they do.
Why?
You know, like Taylor Swift, for example, she makes...billions of dollars, or at least several millions, tens of millions, right? But you have a country singer or a pop singer who's almost as good as she is, that's poor. I mean, they have to still do their day job. The reason that the author gave for that is the cost of reproducing a Taylor Swift recording or adding more seats to a concert hall, choosing a larger venue, is very little per customer. So they might as well just bring Taylor Swift into this event and use a bigger venue rather than...having two events with lesser known stars, because the cost of everything else is kind of the same. You know?
瞧瞧这本书一开始马克老师都读到了、啊、说为什么一些商业的明星、
yeah.
他们能够挣到 80% 的、对、
yeah.
挣到 80% 的利益
and,
利润
the author points out that's pretty new. You know, that's just within the last 100 years. Someone like Shakespeare or Vincent van Gogh, you know, they were pretty poor. Even though those two people were pretty popular in their time. It's not like they didn't catch on.
你想想这莎士比亚吧梵高吧这些、
yeah. They could only fill up the Globe Theater. I mean, it could get full and that was it, right?
他们很有才哦。
Yeah.
但是他们仍然很穷。
Yeah.No YouTube, no Yoku.
没有啊，但是你看 Taylor Swift,
yeah.
Justin Bieber.
Right, yeah, billionaires.
爆红、yeah. 又爆有钱。
Yeah,
yeah. 是不是？哎，这本书里也说到了，挺有意思的。
Yeah.
但这本书呢，现在有很多的中文版，大家有兴趣也可以找来读一读、
mm-hmm. Yeah.
但别我们每推荐一本书，你就找来读，你可能没有那么多时间。
Right.
好，你打算逐字逐句的读吗
？Are you planning to read the book cover to cover?
Are you planning to read the book cover to cover?、
Mm.
你看。其实这也是生活中的一个关于时间 time management 的问题、
right.
对吧、
yeah.
你读一本书你要逐字逐句读吗、
嗯、
还是我们用 20% of the energy、
right.
然后来读 80% 的书呢、
嗯、
马克说也许不会
I might not
作者指出、
嗯、The author points out
The author points out that、嗯、你不需要花太多时间读一本书
You needn't spend so much time reading one book
You needn't spend so much time reading one book.、
Mm.
先读结尾。
Just read the end first.
Just read the end first. 然后开头。
Then the beginning.
Then the beginning. 然后是中间的一些零星的部分。
And a few bits in the middle.
好。In a few bits.、
Mm-hmm.
我们来看这个 bits.
A few bits, yeah.
B-I-T-S.、
Mm-hmm. Small pieces of something or parts of something.
小片段一丢丢的。
Yeah.、
啊、叫 few bits,、mm-hmm. 小零星的片段。
Mm-hmm.
那在哪里呢
?In the middle.
In the middle.
Yeah.
你们看书是不是这么看的呀
Some people do, yeah, it's common.
有些书可以这么看。
Mm-hmm.
但有些书吧它实在是写得太好了太智慧了、
mm-hmm.
你就应该从头看到尾。
嗯、mm-hmm.
一些告诉你方法法则里面有很多的 examples、
yeah.
例子的那种、
mm-hmm.
就不用看太多了
对对对对、
对我也经常这么读
Yeah, that's what I often do when I read a book
That's what I often do when I read a book、
mm.
至少这本书最后几页上还有一个索引
Well, at least there's an index on the last few pages of this one
Index
Yeah, index. Maybe the last few pages if you want to look up a word like Microsoft or, business consultant or something. If they have stuff about it in the book, you can find it. They give you the page
index,
number.
Index, I-N-D-E-X, 索引、
mm-hmm. Yeah.
目录索引、mm. At least there is an index. 注意要加 A-N, N index, 原因开头的 On the last few pages of this one.
Mm-hmm.
好这就是第一段了好我们简单的说到了二八的这个定律
对
来有人说了我就是 read from cover to cover、
mm-hmm.
是一本很薄的书吗？还是一本大字典啊？
I think it's a some people can't enjoy novels, and so they probably have an easier time with books like this one that have examples here and there and different ideas and arguments throughout the book.
对 ，if you're reading a novel, then you have to read it cover to cover.
Right.
那里面情节要是错过了怎么办呢？
Yeah.
我们说的是这类，就是比如说什么 guidebook 之类的书籍。
Right. Yeah. I think this is a good way to read a guidebook is look at the ending, see if you agree with it or could agree with it, and then, yeah.
提高效率啊，一个月读80本书，像马克老师一样，一个月读多少本书？ 40 books.
40 at the most, I think. Yeah, a year, yeah.
A
month would be awesome, yeah. If I only read, that'd be cool.
那就成了专业读家了。
Yeah, expert reader.
好，来看 dialogue 2. 小杨们来看看这个 new words in dialogue 1. We have every waking hour.
Yeah, every hour in a day or a series of days when you are not sleeping.
每时每刻哈，醒着的时间。
对。A premise.
The main idea, especially at the outset of writing something. 前提假设。
Stock portfolio.
All the stocks owned by one investor, not just in one company.
对。
你的所有的股票的投资。
Prioritize.
Treat something as more important or more urgent, 优先排序。
对 ,bits.
碎片部分 ,pieces and parts.
对。
好，第二天我们又开始聊了啊，经理说 ,Hey, 我一直在想这个二八定律在人身上也适用吗？
对。好，
马克说
,Hey, I've been thinking about that 80-20 principle. Is it true of people also?
Hey, I've been thinking about, 我一直在想啊，这个 80-20 principle, is it true of people? True of somebody?
Yeah, it's true of people. Yeah, true of people.
他的意思就是
Does it apply to people also?
哎，对了。
Yeah.
Does it apply to people also? 适用吗？啊，它也适用于人的身上吗？当然啦。
Yeah, yes.
一个公司里五个人当中有一个是为公司创造最大价值的。
One out of five people in a company adds the most value to it.
One out of five. 注意这个表达。
One out of five people.
这是什么意思？
20%。
哎，这就是五分，这就是什么？五分之一的意思呀。
对。
叫 one out of five。那十分之一呢？
two out of ten。
one out of ten。
Oh, okay, yeah. Sure.
十分之一。
对，是。
是吧？One out of ten。好，这就这么表达，叫 out of 怎么样？
对。
多少多少，这叫几分之几 ？Adds the most value，增添最大的价值。
对。
你想想，你们公司、你们单位，给你们公司长脸的，是不是就那个 one two three 呀、啊？那几个人呢
？Yeah。
好，第二句，十个人的团队中。有两个人干活是最多的。好，这是咱们今天第二句微信挑战。哪些同学来试一试啊？银杏叶。
好 ，There are two peoples of a team with 10 peoples who do most of work。这个可以，但是最前边我们在这儿不用 there are two people。你不是现在介绍几个人，你可以看在优酷上他的电影，不是这个意思。所以在随便的 team， 你可以说 two people in a team of ten， 不用 there are people， 可以现在 two people in a team of ten， 完了 do most of the work。
十人团队叫 two people in a team。
对 ，yeah。
记得哟，十人团队是这样哦。
Yeah, two people in a team of ten.
In a team of ten.
对。
In a team of ten.
Yeah.
应该这么说哈。好，小华说 two people in a team of ten people have the most work.
对，这个是差不多，没有英国的错误的，但是那个 have the most work 不合适在这儿 ，do the most work 是最好啊。
做工作
不是你的老板给你。比较多的事情要做，对、do the most work。
哎，是你做这么多的工作，是不是？好，木子说 ，two of ten people which are a team get most of the work done。
差不多，但是那个 which are a team 有一点难说的，所以 people in a team 都可以。two of the ten people in a team get most of the work done 是挺好的，
好，
简单的。
哎，好，我们再来看一下，今天我们有一个新同学哈，叫做。在 second page 当中，我们有冯笑云 Sherry。
in a team of 10 to do the most labor.
好好 ,labor 在这儿不是这么合适、,work 是比较好。Did the most labor, 如果是一个 team, 你现在之后时候什么话可以。但是 in general, 可以说 two did the most work, right? Two people in a team of 10 did the most work. Or in a team of 10, two did the most work, do the most work. 对对
好的、好新同学言
two out of 10 do the most work.In a team.
好这个可以、我觉得加 people 一次是最好。Two out of ten people on a team do the most work, 就可以。
我们最后来看一下第二句的100分是哪位同学呢他就是嘟嘟。
好可以。Two people out in ten do the most work in a team. Two people out of ten do the most work. But
two people out of ten
对对对
do the most work in the team.、
Pretty good.
简单干脆利落。
Yeah, pretty nice.
Two out of ten 就行了。注意不是 two out in ten 哦、是 two out of ten.
对对对。
刚才我们说了啊几分之几几 out of 几、用这个表达、就这么说 do the most work in the team、对就完了好这就是第二段的微信挑战我们来看老师给一个答案吧
对 two members of a 10 person team do the most work sorry do most of the work、
two members of a 10 person team、这里 10 person 中间有一个小小的横线连字
对对对对 a 10 person team that makes it an adjective yeah
把这个 ten person 作为一个形容词、来修饰 team、一个什么队呢一个十人的团队、a ten person team
对对对
你看这么说啊
do most of the work、
做大多数工作呢是 do most of the work、所以大家看总有那 20% 是非常重要的
so just 20% of the people in a company are valuable
so just 20% of the people in a company are valuable 所以一个公司里、难道只有 20% 的人是真正有价值的吗马哥说不是的这样说太直白了
No, that's putting it too crudely
好这是今天我们要学习的一个黄金的句子、叫做
Crudely, put something crudely
That's putting it too crudely 解释一下老师
Yeah, describing something in a way that ignores important details
Describe something in a way that ignores more important details 就是你把一个东西描述的吧把它的很多的重点都没有说进来
Yeah, so you can't understand it by saying that 20% of the people in a company are worthwhile That's too crude
对太笼统太直白了、有很多重要的细节你都没说进来
对
咱们啊以后要遇到这种情况你说哎呦呦你这个说太直白了
Yeah, that's putting it too crudely
That's putting it too crudely 咱们就这么说了啊学会了、crudely 来
crudely C-R-U-D-E-L-Y、
C-R-U-D-E-L-Y、
crudely、
你这样说太直白了二八定律的作者写道
The writer of the 80-20 principle says that
不是才能的问题
It's not a matter of talent
It's not a matter of something、A matter of something 是什么的问题
Right
It's not a matter 不是什么的问题、It's not a matter of talent、
Most people just haven't found suitable work for themselves
大多数人并没有找到适合自己的工作、Most people just haven't found合适的工作叫做 suitable work.
Yeah, suitable work for themselves.
For themselves.、没有给自己找到合适的工作罢了。那你这意思是说大多数人都需要换工作吗
Does this mean that most people ought to change jobs?
应该这里用的是什么
Change jobs?
对 ,ought to.、Ought to. O-U-G-H-T-T-O.
Yeah, ought to. Yeah, should.、
Does it mean?Most people ought to change jobs?、换工作吗也许吧作者更多谈到了人们在不能胜任的工作当中举步维艰。好这是第三句微信挑战这是全文中最难的。第一位同学漫天飞雪。
好 ,The author talked more about how hard people do in their incompetent jobs. 啊，这个这如果在这儿我们之前说一点点，有可能没有可能那个有人在部队的工作，但是我更说是那个很多的人他的工作没有什么错误的，但是有一点点的时间他们要画做什么工作不是这么合适的他们人在的东西，对不对？所以可以换一点点。 The author talks more about how hard people work at tasks they can't do effectively. 不是你的传统的公司，就是 tasks, T-A-S-K-S, tasks they can't do effectively.
哦，工作是指的那种 tasks,、嗯、那种工作的任务。
对对对对。
啊，不能完成、不能胜任的工作呢，
嗯、
就是 tasks that they cannot do effectively.
对对对对。
他不能有效的去做的。
Right.
他不能胜任的，不能有效的完成的。
Yeah, yeah. The issue of competence is interesting, especially if you're talking about core competence or competitive competence. But, you know, we're not talking about someone being incompetent at their job. That happens, but yeah, not what the author's talking about.
他不是指能力的问题、mm-hmm. 啊，他指的是你不能胜任。
对对对对。
的不能有效的完成这个工作。
嗯、mm-hmm.
啊。第三句话特别难哈、啊。
嗯、
mm.。再看一位同学吧，叫 Daisy。
好。The author talked about the people struggling with more work than they can handle. 我们中边确定不要 the author talked about people. The author 可以，但是 the people 不要了，就是 people. People struggling with more work than they can handle. 这个英语的没有错误的，英文没有错误，但是那个这个不是这么合适。More work than they can handle because they're not good at some of those tasks, not because they have a greater volume of work than others, right?
也是不太准确、啊 mm. 因为这句话呢本身比较难、
right.
嗯、本身比较难。好，我们就先说这两位同学吧。大多数同学能够敢挑战这句话的已经很厉害了。
对对对，好。
啊、给你们比个心啊，点个赞。
行，
我们来听一听老师怎么说的。
好，可以。The author talks more about people getting caught up in work that they can't do effectively.
作者更多谈到 The author talks more about， 注意不要用 talk 的、
嗯、
因为这是一个常态。
对、
啊、作者谈到什么东西，
你可以再看一下，他也是说话，对不对？
人家反复说、嗯啊、talks more about people。 好，来了
getting caught up in
People 怎么样了呢、
嗯、
Get caught up. Caught up in.
对，
被困住，被限住、嗯、Get caught up in.
Yep. Get stuck. Occupied by something、yep.
对，被困住了、
嗯
啊、举步维艰了，动不了了，动弹不得了、
嗯、
不知道怎么做了。在什么里困住了呢？ In work that
They can't do effectively.
They can't do effectively、
嗯、
Effective 有效力地，有效地，不能有效的完成、
嗯、
他们不能胜任的工作。
对，
但在工作当中他们困住了，是作者就谈到了是这个意思。
嗯，
好好，我们继续往下看。那看上去有价值，看上去有价值、
嗯、
和真正有价值，这二者是有区别的。
对， There's a difference between what looks valuable and what really adds value to a company
There's a difference between,、啊、there's a difference between 是什么意思？
嗯，有区别。对。
直接用中文解释了哈、啊。
嗯。
What looks valuable, 看上去有价值，和
What really adds value to a company,
和真正带来价值。
嗯哼。
这二者是有区别的。
对，
我还记得我读到过微软是如何丢失掉一些人才的。
I remember reading about how Microsoft lost some of its passion.
诶 ,lost, Microsoft, 这个大家都知道。
Mm-hmm.
这个 lost some of its passion 是什么意思啊、
mm-hmm. Riching, yeah, a lot of people were very passionate to work at Microsoft in the 90s. It's like, okay, if you have this talent, you're willing to work, you know, 50, 70 hours a week, go to Microsoft. It's a great company, you know. So people were passionate about working there.
所以 passion 本来是热情、
mm-hmm.
那在这里指的就是那些 talent,
right.
对吗？
Yeah.
指的是人
yeah,
people,
人才的 yeah,
人才
talent is considered to be fixed. You have talent, you don't have to use it. But passion is when your talent turns on and you feel like you can bring it to your job.
你看，这个 passion 也可以指那种很有热情的人才。
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
我仍然还记得微软是如何流失掉一些人才的，是怎么的呢？我读大学那会儿啊，他们还是个非常开创啊，非常先锋的公司。
Mm-hmm. They were a cutting edge company when I was in college.
学一个这个词吧，叫 cutting edge,、mm-hmm. 啊、切边缘。什么叫切边缘、
yeah. Cutting edge, newest, most advanced, needed by people.Cutting edge.
特别新颖。
Yeah.
特别创新。
对对对。
特别前沿，特别先锋。
嗯、mm-hmm.
特别开创。
对。
叫 cutting edge.
Yeah.
They were such a cutting edge company. 啊他们是一个那么有开创前沿的公司。Mm-hmm. 啊我读大学的时候那会儿。那你读到了什么呢后来怎么样了
?According to what you read, what happened?
According to what you read, what happened? 后来怎么样了呢当一个公司变大了。就开始变得不那么灵活了。
As the company got big, it became less nimble.
As the company got big, it became less...
Nimble.
N-I-M-B-L-E.
Yeah, nimble.
Nimble. 是什么?
Able to change quickly and respond to new needs.
灵活的。可以飞速的转身以及面对新的趋势。
Nimble.
叫 nimble.
Yeah.
公司变大了就不那么灵活了、啊、就比较臃肿了、啊
mm-hmm.
叫迟缓了。这不是个普利吗?
That's a typical story.
注意大家 typical 啊是什么啊、
yeah.
是什么意思啊 ?typical 是典型的。
common, yeah.
英文中的典型不是特例的意思、
mm.
英文中的典型指的是普利。
对。
就是很普通、
mm-hmm.
这不是个普通的家庭吗啊这不是个普通的例子吗这不是个普通的什么什么吗
对 ,typical story.
很普通吗 ?This is a typical story, 不是吗
嗯。Mm.
最糟糕的是
Worst of all、
嗯、他们有一项政策叫做员工排名制
They had a policy called stack ranking
They had a policy top policy、
嗯、
政策叫做 stack ranking、
yeah.
S-T-A-C-K ranking 排名、嗯、
对对对
知道吧
Stack ranking
就知道咱们、yeah. 啊学校里的同学都经历过排名吧
Oh yeah, a lot of times like in a classroom you have a curve or you have ranks Yeah, that's kind of the same
按分数排名、
mm-hmm.
成绩好的名单全部写出来挂在墙上、
mm-hmm.
每人都能看见按照你的什么分数排你的座位
对对对
排名制哈、啊
嗯、
当一个项目完成后经理呢会给十个团队成员出一份报告、
嗯、As a project got finished the manager would make a report on the 10 team members
As a project got finished、啊、当一个项目结束以后呢 The manager、
嗯、
经理就开始 make a report 做一个报告、
嗯、
on the 10 team members
对
make a report on 对什么东西做报告、
嗯 yeah.
就出一份报告
对
出给这 10 team members 出一份报告、
嗯、
两个最优秀
The two best
七个表现平平的
7 mediocre ones
好平平叫做
Mediocre、
嗯、平斜、
M-E-D-I-O-C-R-E Mediocre、嗯、马马虎虎的
啊虎虎平平的
对对对
一个呢是最差的
And the very worst person on the team
The very worst person on the team、
mm-hmm.
这个事情
Yeah
很让人没有面子的啊、哦、
Well it's kind of tough I mean it makes sense You know if you want to cultivate talent But on the other hand it didn't work Yeah
这就是什么绩效考评、
mm-hmm.
两个 The two best
Yeah
七个 mediocre ones
Yeah 7 mediocre ones
一个最差的
And the very worst person on the team
所以即使经理挑选出来了十个最适合做项目的人来组团他还是要报告最差的那一个吗
So even if the manager picked the 10 most suitable people in the company for a project team She would have to later report one of them as the worst
So even if 即使 the manager 挑选
Picked
嗯挑选出来十个最适合做项目的人
Yeah, the 10 most suitable people in the company
The 10 most suitable people The 10 most suitable people in the company 干嘛
For a project team、
哎、来组成一个项目团队啊 For a project team、
mm-hmm.
就说这十个人其实都是最优秀的了哈
对、啊、
最适合做这个 project 了 She would have to 她仍然还需要 later 过会儿Report 来报告 One of them as the worst
对
哎呀还是要挑一个还是要报告一个表现最差的出来、
嗯、
哇是的可怕吗
Yes Isn't that terrible
Isn't that terrible、
嗯、
你知道这个事情它有什么不好的地方吗
Yeah That's terrible I mean there's a lot of news about stack ranking in Microsoft You can just search it and find a lot of great articles about it Yeah
它 为什么不好？Lose passion.
Yeah, I mean, people lost passion. A lot of people just quit Microsoft altogether. I think it can be very betraying to someone if they...
他这样太打击人了、
mm-hmm.
是不是、
yeah.
打击工作积极性。
对对对对。
凭什么我做的就是最差的呢、
mm-hmm.
凭什么 I am the worst?
Right.
对不对
yeah. yeah.
他觉得自己做的挺好的我都尽力了 I tried my best.、
Mm-hmm.
那凭什么我是最差的呀
Yeah.
所以 isn't that terrible?、
Mm-hmm.
2012年他们彻底放弃了这个员工排名制真是大快人心啊。
It's a good thing Microsoft threw stack ranking out the window in 2012.
嗯又学到一个新词了哈 It's a good thing.、
Mm-hmm.
这是个好事情。Microsoft threw something out the window.
Yeah, throw something out the window means get rid of it.、
哎
yeah.
把什么丢出窗户啊
对
字面上的意思就是这样了。
Yeah, especially if it's an idea or a practice. You're not actually throwing like your phone out the window, but you're throwing a company's policy out the window.、
我们都说把一项政策扔出窗外。
对对 对, 对, 对。
意思就是说抛弃了。
对对不用管。
去除了。
对对。
彻底的去除了这个、
mm-hmm.
这个政策了不要了一个想法。
对。
你可别把你手机扔出窗外啊。不要不是字面的意思。
对对对对。
Through some ideas, practice,
比
如例行的什么公式啊比如说你要单位要打卡、
mm-hmm.
我们从此以后不用打卡机了我们把这打卡机 throw out of the window.
Yeah, threw it out the window.
就这意思。哎呀放弃了以后真是大快人心啊、
mm-hmm.
太正确了马克说。
Too right.
Too right.
Yeah.
也许我们现在又可以从微软听到更多的好消息了。
Perhaps we can expect good news from Microsoft again.
Perhaps we can expect good news from Microsoft again.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
又能听到了哈
对
他现在对这种你看我们那个同学们都说了学校里 high schools
yeah,
尤其是 middle school high schools 都是这种
you get into a better school but then you're the worst student at school what can you do、right?
没错
yeah, yeah, yeah.
上了重点中学、
yeah.
结果你还是最后一名
yeah that's tough
你看看好来看第二段我们学到的单词
好 that's putting it too crudely
That's putting it too crudely.、
Mm-hmm.
这是今天要求大家必须
对
必须记住的啊、
嗯。
Describing something in a way that ignores important details.
对对对。Caught up in.
Stuck in. Occupied by.
对对对对。
被陷入什么了困在什么地方了、嗯、
Cutting edge.
先锋的啊前沿的。
嗯嗯 Nimble.
Nimble,、mm. able to change quickly and respond to new needs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
灵活的
Throw something out the window.
Throw something out the window.、
Mm, get rid of something, especially if it's an idea or a practice.
Get rid of something, especially an idea or a practice.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
好这就是我们今天的整个对话哈我们可以看到其实这个二八定律呢可以用在很多 many aspects of life.
Yeah, yeah, it's supposed to go into mother nature and, you know, the physical world, everything, yeah.
我们的地球也很有意思 20% 是土地、
mm-hmm.
80% 是海洋、
mm-hmm. yeah.
那当然你也不能说20%就如此重要了哈、
right.
海洋也很重要是吧人在心理学上啊你看嗯管理学上吧管理学上人家说一个企业 80% of the wealth、
mm-hmm.
comes from 20% of the projects,、
mm-hmm.
the products.、
Mm-hmm.
80%的利润来自于20%的项目然后20%的人的手里掌握着80%的财富。
Mm-hmm.
在心理学上呢20%的人身上集中了人类80%的智慧、
yeah.
导致于他们一出生就是鹤立鸡群的。所以啊咱们平时可以思考一下哈、啊、原因结果投入产出努力和报酬之间为什么会有这种不平衡呢另外多数只能造成少许的影响而少数可以造成主要的影响那我们的生活中又可以为此 What shall we do? 我们又可以做点什么呢、
mm-hmm. Yeah, reflect on what's important. You know, and one of the things that the author talks about a lot is if you know what you're good at and you do more of that, you'll do better. You'll get more work done. You'll make more money. People will appreciate you more. And if you get stuck doing something that you're not good at, give that work to someone else. Let someone else do that work because, you know, they can do it more quickly than you and your time is freed up for things that only you are good at.
学会避免把时间和精力花费在琐事上花费在自己的弱点上而要学会抓主要矛盾以及发掘自己的优点、
mm-hmm.
好这就是这节课带给我们的谢谢马克老师、mm-hmm. 下次见